This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But right now, it's time for this.
Yo, Tolos, crack open a cold one and let's do this. You like beer? We like beer. Let's get drunk together, shall we? It's time to go inside the beer belly.
Get in my belly!
With a fan host for the Mad Hops, Skin Wade.
Yes. Yes, thank you, America. It's our brand new beer segment, Inside the Beer Belly. And Ben, we have a special guest for this. And I've been communicating with her via Twitter, and I think she sort of realizes this, but when the whole Brew Crew tour thing kind of started, it started because me and my wife and my sister-in-law and her husband, he's a big craft beer guy, we were trying to figure out a way to kind of hang out together on the weekends, get rid of our kids, that sort of thing. And Leonard, my brother-in-law, who will be at Hot Fusion Ale Works this weekend, by the way, we'll be there 2-4 on Saturday. I was like, man, I read this really great article. And it's this girl I follow on Twitter, and I think her name is Tiny Ricciardi. I wasn't sure what her name was, but she wrote a great piece about the 5 breweries that were all in the design district. And I was like, she laid it all out. So we're going to go, we're going to Uber down there, and we're going to create our own little brew crawl, so to speak. Like, the way she laid it out was perfect, and we did it, and we had a blast. And then I was talking to you about it, and then you're like, well, we should make this a station event. And then sales got involved, and suddenly the Brew Crew Tour formed. And the first stop was at Noble Ray, which was one of those places.
That's great.
In the design district. We had so much fun. And joining us now is the person that created that inadvertently, Tini Ricciardi. How you doing, Tini?
Yeah. I'm good. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Well, you're one of the more, and I know this from following you on the Twitters, you're one of the more knowledgeable craft beer people in town, and it's not even close. Like, you make great recommendations, and you write for the Morning News and Guide Live, and I follow your recommendations. And so when Ben was like, hey, we need to do this segment, I was like, well, do you guys want to get Tini in studio? And she can explain her name. And they're like, yeah, let's do it. So you're here. So let's start with this.
Yes.
Everyone
thank you.
Calls you Tiny, don't they?
They do. You know, my name is not phonetically spelled, but for some context, my full name is Christine. So if you just drop the Chris, add a Y, can't lose. So Tini okay. Ricciardi.
Tini yeah. Ricciardi.
Okay.
And you are a craft beer expert, and you've sort of made yourself that, right?
Well, I'm working to expert status, but I was lucky enough to start covering the craft beer scene here in 2012, which is really when it exploded. So I've gotten to watch it grow from the ground up, gotten to know the players, and watch how it's evolved. It's been really fun.
All right, so I'm super curious about this. There's so many different breweries and so many, in, you know, these small independent breweries. I'm curious, who are the biggest, baddest ones in town in terms of making the most money, the most sales and whatnot?
Yeah, well, there are a couple. So Rahr & Sons Brewing Company out in Fort Worth is going to be the oldest. They've been around, gosh, I want to say 2008. And then Deep Ellum Brewing Company over in Deep Ellum in Dallas, definitely one of the fastest growing breweries that we've seen. Other big players, the ones you'll see have multiple beers on the shelf, are Community Beer Company, which is over in Dallas. And then obviously one of the ones that's the buzziest that has one of the biggest cult followings is Petacolis Brewing Company, who people have been talking about a lot this week.
Yeah, we'll get to the Petacolis story. We'll get to the Four Corner story. I want to go back to Community, because when people say Community, the first thing I think of is their signature beer, which is the Mosaic IPA. And so the question is, and Ben and I were talking about this earlier, everybody's got their own beer taste, but like, if do you just, you'll go into a brewery, are you going to sample everything? Are you like, I'm an IPA person, I'm a sour person, I like the lagers? What is your approach?
So when I go to a local brewery, I always try to try something that I haven't had before. And then when I go to breweries outside the state, I definitely take the flight approach and try as many things as I can. Yeah, the flights are the mini samples, range about 2 to 5 ounces.
Yep.
So I just did that. I was out and visited Turning Point Beer in Bedford.
Okay.
And took that approach, was able to try 4 of their beers, which was really fun. But that's sort of my philosophy. I want to try as much new stuff as I can, and then also help my friends who may not know what they want, or, you know, not know what exactly their flavor profile preference is, help them try to figure it out.
Okay, so the next question is, because, you know, I definitely know what I like, and I'm willing to try a bunch of different things, but my wife is a little more picky. Is there a beer, a particular type of beer, not a brand, but a type, style of beer that you simply will not drink?
No.
You're down for all of it.
I'm down for it all. I will
stouts, try. Stouts, ales.
Yep. I'll try anything once. I like to tell people I don't discriminate when it comes to beer, because I want to try it all. You know, I've had smoked beers. I've had malt liquors, homemade malt liquors, all sorts of stuff.
Okay, so is it Lakewood Brewing? Lakewood Brewing has like a super strong one, right? It's like a beer shake. Yeah. Or do they all have these giant thick ones?
Well, I'll let you take that, team.
I would say that most breweries nowadays have a giant thick beer. Yeah. So, but Lakewood, I think the one you're talking about, a renowned lady around town, her name is the Temptress.
Yes, that's what I was talking about.
It's their Imperial Stout, and every year they do several variations on it. So in the spring, you've got, you know, French Quarter Temptress, Raspberry Temptress, Sin Mint Temptress, which they make with Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies. Oh. Got Coconut Temptress. I heard Peanut Butter Temptress is on the way.
Wow.
So it's a really great series, and definitely worth a shot if you like that sultry flavor.
Okay, so I'm more of like, if I'm going to drink a beer, it's going to be a super light one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always go, what is the lightest one you have? I look for that. That beer is like, it's super thick, and it's got a lot of alcohol in it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you're not going to pound a bunch of those.
No. They come in the large bottle format, too. So if you go to the brewery, you'll get it on draft, and they'll probably serve it to you maybe 10 ounces, maybe 12 ounces. Uh-huh. But they sell them in bottles at the store in 750 milliliters, and they're excellent for sharing because, yeah, I'm like you. I can't drink too much of it.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking to Tini Ricciardi, who is here in studio. She was the inspiration, really, for the whole Brew Crew tour that we're doing with the stop Saturday, 2 to 4 at Hop Fusion Ale Works. And you're coming to that.
I am. What? I will be there.
Yes.
I'm going to come buy you guys around.
All right. Woo-hoo. No, we're buying you around. But I'm assuming you've been to Hop Fusion before.
I haven't.
Oh,
that is
really?
Why I'm exceptionally excited. I have had Hop Fusion's beer. I'm really fond of the Feisty Blonde, which is like a vanilla blonde ale, also very high in alcohol, but great mouthfeel, and I can't wait to see what else they have out there. I've heard the space is really cool.
All right, what is mouthfeel? What does that mean?
Mouthfeel is like how the beer like resonates on your palate. So is it silky? Is it bitter? Is it dry? Does it have a lot of body? Is it heavy? Is it weighty? Is it light? Does it have a lot of carbonation? Does it have little carbonation? All those things sort of play into the sensory experience of a beer.
I have a feeling that you know this stuff so well that we could sit down and talk about the things I like and don't like, and you can say, this is the beer for you. Is that what you do for your friends? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I love to point them in the right direction, and I'm, you know, working on my education, studying as part of the beer judging certification program to sort of learn the textbook definitions of all the styles so that I'm able to do that much better and write about it in a more concise and clear way.
Do you have an interest in actually brewing your own beer? Because isn't there a program at Eastfield?
There is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Eastfield College has what is the area's first like brewing program. So It basically trains new brewers. I have homebrewed a couple times, exactly 3 times.
All right.
Two times it worked out really well. The third time it did not work out so well. But yeah, I have a huge interest in that. It's just a little time consuming, and I just have a little 1 gallon system. So it doesn't make very much. And last time I tried to do an IPA, I was trying to buy hops, and he was like, we don't actually sell hops in that small of amount. So I have a bunch of hops sitting in my freezer I got to use.
I don't even know if I could pick those out of a police lineup. I don't even know what they look like. You mentioned that of all these different local breweries, there's one that Deep Ellum is kind of growing the fastest. It's one of the quickest. Mm-hmm. Why is it growing so quickly? What do you think it is?
Well, they were the first craft brewery to open in Dallas as part of the modern movement, the modern craft movement. And back then, it was a very different climate. So they opened in 2012. And before 2013, you couldn't actually sell beer directly to consumers at your brewery. So what they had to do was you walk up, you pay $10, and you get three complimentary beers.
Hmm.
And so back in that day, what you really had to do if you want to make it as a craft brewer around here was get your beer in bars and in retail shops. So you really had to start a really large operation. So breweries that came into the scene at that time had their goals and their sights really big because that was really the only way to compete. So they kind of started out the gate with a lot of momentum. They also have really great branding. They really resonate with the city with the Deep Ellum Blonde and or the Deep Ellum IPA and the Dallas Blonde.
Yeah.
So I think it's a perfect storm of all of those kind of things that sent their beers, you know, increasing in popularity.
Okay, we're talking to Tini Ricciardi here. Go ahead and give your Twitter account so people can get the haps.
Oh, yes. Follow me at Tini Wristwatch. And Tini is spelled T-I-N-E-Y and then wristwatch, how you would conventionally spell it.
And you're also a big music head, too.
Yes, I am a live music junkie.
Right. So how many shows a month do you go to?
That's a good question. I would say at least 10.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a very high
for work and for pleasure and sometimes for free, sometimes for tickets.
It's just all part of the thing. Okay, so Ben and I were talking a little bit about this. Four Corners made big news.
They did.
Because they just sold to Constellation, and they're, for people who don't know, they're Corona and they're Modelo. So what is the story behind that? Why is that brewery the one that they jumped on?
Yeah, this is really interesting because there was a lot of question around why. But I talked to someone at Constellation Brands who said, you know, Four Corners has this really, when they were based in West Dallas, they really started out, their branding was very like Mexican, authentic,
yes,
reaching to the roots of the neighborhood. And that resonates with Constellation Brands portfolio, right? So they have Corona under their umbrella. They produce Modelo, Pacifico, all of those sort of things. So there's a synergy there. But Constellation Brands also purchased Ballast Point in San Diego in 2015.
My number one beer in the world, yo.
The Sculpin, is that the one?
Grapefruit Sculpin.
Me too.
It's the best beer in the world.
Oh, I love it. It's
okay.
So good.
Was that the one for $1 billion?
Yes. Yeah. And I learned that from talking to Tini.
Okay.
She told me that.
Yeah.
$1 billion.
$1 billion. So when you're looking at Ballast Point for $1 billion, a nationally distributed company and beer brand, versus Four Corners, who last year they made a between 11,000 and 12,000 barrels of beer. Very, very different, right? But I think after talking to Constellation Brands today, they're really trying to hone the Hispanic market, which I think is really interesting because craft beer right now is so predominantly white.
Oh, yeah.
It's like almost as white as a bottle of bleach.
White, so, and hipster.
Yeah, white and hipster. So the number of non-whites drinking is increasing. It's up to 14.5% of craft drinkers are non-white. But that number is only increasing because the number of people turning 21 are increasing and imbibing in craft beer. So I think they're kind of putting in a thing for the long game that as the Hispanic population grows, maybe they'll reach for Hispanic craft beers.
Right. And so much of that too is just, you know, behavioral patterns and being accustomed to things. I can remember going back even in my 20s when, thinking of the place that opened on Lower Greenville where they would make their own beer and
Two Rows,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And so back then I drank, you know, domestic light beers or whatever.
Yep.
And to me, like, Amstel Light was branching out, and I remember having my first beer there and going, man, I don't like this stuff. It doesn't taste like what I'm used to. But as you get older, your palate changes, you try different things, and then you start branching out. And it's just a matter of how early do you branch out.
Exactly.
Because there's so many good tastes, and I think people get sort of overwhelmed by knowing what to drink. Or I grew up drinking Natural Light. Hand me that Natural Light. Mm-hmm. But there's so many great different beers out there. And so it really comes down to something, Ben, you're passionate about, is the marketing. How do you reach those people and let them know, hey, this is the beer for you?
Yeah, and I think when if you talk about marketing, Four Corners has that unlocked. Not only do they have super bright, super eye-catching designs, they also were the first locally, and well, the only still locally, but the second nationwide to use what's called a 360 lid. So you get their cans and they pop open the top like a soup can. So it literally takes off the whole top, you know, gives you sort of a makeshift cuff draft beer experience.
Genius.
You can smell all the things that come out of the beer. And they were really innovators in using that. And I think that also attracted Constellation Brands.
Yeah. That's awesome. And Deep Ellum Blonde, Dallas Blonde, they got the free marketing from the controversy, right? Wasn't there a bunch of controversy around that?
That was a couple years ago where someone picked up on their slogan, goes down easy, and sort of vilified them for promoting rape culture.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
so
a
that
big
was
deal.
That was some bad marketing.
But it didn't hurt them though, right?
Well, they certainly got publicity for it.
And they didn't stop. right? They didn't stop making it?
No, they didn't stop making it. And, you know, they said they removed the slogan from their van, but I don't think I ever verified that.
And they have that quirky little blonde girl on the can.
Yeah,
and
she looks kind of like a bobblehead or something. Yeah. She's cool. They do a really great job of having, like, characters with their
hair. I dig that. And, you know, it's like I have my whole family's in marketing, so I'm fascinated by it. And
it's a big deal in beer.
It is. But it's different. Like, my brother was telling me about marketing in vodka. He's like, the vodka is odorless, colorless, tasteless. And so it's really all marketing, really. They're all so similar. But beer, this sounds like there's a billion diverse flavors that can be, you know, so that there's a million different types of flavors. Like, do you ever taste any of these craft beers and go, oh, this tastes just like this, or this like just like this, or they all seem unique?
Well, so I have a best friend who's studying to be a sommelier, and so she kind of turned me on to the describe what you're tasting, even if it's an inanimate object. So, you know, there are some beers that are like farmhouse style, funky flavors that sometimes even on the menu, they'll list like horse blanket as a flavor. I had a beer at Avery Brewing Company up in Colorado that it definitely tasted like a horse blanket or like a farm. So, and as I learn more about exactly what the vernacular is when you're trying to describe beer, the more I'm able to pick it out. Like, I used to think the beery flavor, I only recently learned how to describe that as like bready or biscuity or, you know, be able to pull out like, that does taste kind of like a loaf of sourdough or something like that.
Okay, I want to ask you about Petacolis, and there's a couple reasons here. Number one, so is the story of Petacolis that the lawyer Michael Petacolis took his mom's recipe for a Mexican beer and that's what he started with, or did I make all that up?
Oh, I haven't heard that story.
Did I just uncork a bomb on you?
Yeah.
I think I saw that somewhere, and I could have this completely backwards, and so I apologize to the Petacolis folks.
I'm going
to
Google the crap out of that.
Yeah, Google the crap out of that and see if it gives you crap in return. But they had a huge successful thing at what you were kind of describing, like the U.S. Open of Beer, sort of?
Yeah, that's actually what it's called. Okay. It is the U.S. Open Beer Championship, and it's one of several competitions throughout the year, but this one is an international competition. And it was really cool. I mean, North Texas cleaned up shop, 14 medals. The Lone Star State took home 26. And there were more than 6,300 beers that were entered. So, wow. But Petacolis won 5 medals, 3 gold, 2 silver. And what the competition does is they tally up how many medals all of the breweries won. And they rank the top 10. And Petacolis was ranked number 1.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Ho-ho! Yeah! Shout out, Dallas.
We did it.
Okay, so Teenie, I want to thank you for coming in. I want you to give out your Twitter account again.
Yes, it's at Teenie Wristwatch, T-I-N-E-Y, and then however you spell wristwatch.
And then we want to encourage everybody to join us as well as Teenie. She's going to be joining us as well at Hop Fusion Ale Works in Fort Worth. You can get information at 1053thefan.com/brew, and we'll have our pint glasses. You'll get a free pint glass, and it's got the Hop Fusion Ale Works logo on it, and the Noble Ray logo, and the good friends over
at Dirty Jobs.
Dirty Jobs got their logo on there, as well as our own Brew Crew Tolo logo. So come on out and enjoy a beer with Teenie on Saturday. We can promote that, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Sure.
Love it. Love it.
Hey, thank you for coming in person. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
That is the great Teenie Ricciardi here for the very first edition of Inside the Beer Belly.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.